Today, I want to thank Yeshua and Yaakov for bringing to my attention two things. The pasuk from Nehemiah that was quoted, "V'hamadu lenu mitzvos." So there were two statements in the Gemara of Ravasi that are connected to that pasuk: the union of Shlishis Hashekel Lashana, and that Shkua Shdaka connected Kol Mitzvos. Now that pasuk Tosis points out, as we went by Rikas yesterday, discussed the larger context of the whole section over there, but it's discussing Tosis says Bedek HaBayis, Tosis Koshkein Staka, so the Olam was asking, what's the Koshkein, right? What's the Koshkein Staka? And I had a question, I'm a young one, I was reading the Psukim that Tosis Bedek HaBayis, right after that, in the very next pasuk, and the pasuk after, it talks about Minchas HaTamid, it talks about Karbanos. So Baruch Hashem, the Aruch HaShulchan, was omitted on both of these points. It's found at the end of Reish Mem Tes, Hilchos Staka and Yerideya. And he quotes Beis Yosef, but he quotes the Tosfos. I just want to read you two lines from here. The Tosfos nearly kavana cheres b'shinidaktik. He says, Ech ef shalomar, did Staka adif in bedek habayis. Tosfos koshkein. And if you look carefully at the pasuk, it's even more than bedek habayis. It says, Ha binchem yasham, mefurish gulechem hamareches. So they are pledging Shlishis HaShekel for Karbanos. No, so Tosfos a bit of Kabayis, okay, that too. But then it goes on, it says it's for the Karbanos. The Eich Efshalomar, the Mutav Litin Staka, Milahakv Timidim, Brechem Apan, Bisamigdash. That's it's enough of a Koshkein to try to figure out from Bet Kabayis. But now we have to make the Koshkein even harder to understand because it's not just Bet Kabayis, it's Koshkein from a tamid, it's more important to give staka than to mark of a tamid and lechem apanim is hamigdash. What could Tosfos mean? What could the Gemara mean? It says the Aruch HaShulchan that Tosfos hachi ka'amri. Im ba'avodas beis hamigdash hashayach leklau Yisrael. De lechor bepruta lechor echad miyisrael yisasev mamren harbe. So everyone gives a little small token amount. You have... crowdfunding, right? You have a lot of people giving a little bit of money, and you have a lot of money, right? That's how it works. And yet, we tell them, no, not just the pruta. You have to give Shlishis HaShekel Lashana. Why are we making it Shlishis HaShekel? You're going to get so many people involved with building Beis HaMikdash and giving for the Karbanos. So if that's true, that even for the fact that you have everybody giving, you still need Shlishis HaShekel. Koshkin Stakashi b'chol makom makom aniyim merubim b'tzach Shlishis HaShekel chol apachas. That's the koshkin. In other words, aniyim, it's not as if you're going to have the same masses contributing for this type of a cause. Aniyim are everywhere, they're needy. So we certainly should require that minimum amount of Hoshana. That's the Koshkein according to Aruch HaShulchan. Okay? So we have another Peshat. I'm fine listening to it, but meanwhile we have a Peshat. Okay, now one other Nekuda relating to the statement that it's going to lead us into the Tumah V'Taira part of the Gemara. That's what was quoted, as the Gemara says, from Hamilsa Shtoyli Ula Mishagish Urchase Deime according to Rashi Tzraf Sheshes in the name of Elazar. This drasha from a pasuk in Yeshaya that Yibash Staka Kishiryon, Mashir Yon Zeko Klipa Klipim Sterefes Lashirin Gadol, the sheet of armor becomes one large sheet because of all the different pieces of metal coming together. So to quote by Staka, called Pruta Pruta Sterefes Lashirin Gadol. Then Rav Chanina came with a different pasuk called Kabege Idim Kotzi Kosenu. A beged has many threads, and it comes together as one large beged. So too, by Staka as well, called Pruta Pruta Sterefes. What's the chidush here? What's the yisod? So I mentioned yesterday the Rambam, the famous Rambam, Hakofi Rov Hamaisa. So it's far from simple, and just in terms of the Gemara itself. So Yaakov pointed out a Maral, but maybe I'll mention the Torah's Chaim, which I found also. And again, the common denominator is that the message seems to be quite the opposite of the Rambam. What do I mean? The Torah's Chaim says the following pshat in the Gemara. Kol pruta pruta. What's the word of the Gemara? Kol pruta mitzderefes. He says because you see when you give a pruta, it's not the same as if you give a lot at once. Why is that? Ein adome hanosi mana litzdaka pruta pruta to give a mana bevasachas. Because when you give one, it doesn't feel like it's such a big deal. You can easily give a small amount. Ah, okay, I can spare a quarter, I can spare a dollar. You ask to give $100, wait a second, it's not so easy. Bashmina nakasub, that lumaisa, even though each gesture you're giving doesn't seem to be a big deal, and it's much harder when you give at once, but nevertheless, mitzdaref is ki'u nasim basacha. So according to this pshat, what's bigger, what's better, and what's a higher type of tzedakah, giving it at once, Chiddush is, even pruta, it's going to work also and will give you the same merit. A similar thing, he says, a further pshat again, but the common denominator seems to be that giving the vasachas is a greater maila. He says as follows, Zareah tzedakos, right? The expression we use, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zareah tzedakos, we say this in a davening, but the idea that one could say a derech drush is as follows. A person gives money to tzedakah, so it's just like you have an investment, and you invest money, and you get dividends, you get interest, you get the results, whatever the interest is going to accrue for you, you have something that will come out of it more than just a principle. So a person gives money to tzedakah, it's ki'ilu, it's osef peres b'chol shana b'shana, and a person gets the schar in olam haba as far as the keren, and also the peros, the you could say are the interest, peros perosein. Every year you get schar also that continues to accrue for you. And that's because this money that went to tzedakah could have just as well went to a mutual fund, could have gone to some place where you invest it and you'll be getting profit. So by investing in whatever business and you can get interest and make whatever it is back, more than just the principal, because Baruch Hu doesn't want you to lose out by giving tzedakah. Important lesson for you guys a few years from now, you might be involved with whatever it is. So this is a Gemara to remember. Everything is good to remember, but this is something that should be certainly could stand out for us. So Shura Sadin, Kadosh Baruch Hu Zorea Tzedakos. He gives you back Karen and Peros. But this Svara makes sense when you're giving a large sum at once. You invest that capital, $1,000, $10,000, you give that b'vasachas. That's a amount you could do schora with, you could invest, and you get, you know, the interest accruing over, you know, over the time. But let's say you give pruta, so it's like, what? So then, you know, meanwhile, you haven't given very much. So meanwhile, the interest is percentage is of much more amount. So at the end of the year, the interest that's going to come out of having given pruta is going to be far less than if you put at the beginning of the year, the amount of what it would be if, you know, you add up all those prutas, but you put that all down at once, you're going to come out with much more in terms of your dividends. So that's the chiddush. Havamina, ena kodesh baruch hu zora. You can't call that a zriya, zriya tzedakos. You're not going to get the schar in the form of the peris that we talked about. Kamash malon, kodesh baruch hu is mitzareif, all those prutas that you gave over that time, and it's olu cheshbon gadol. It's as if you would have taken all that and given it at once. Okay, so meanwhile, the points of the Toras Chaim seem to indicate that there's actually a maila in giving the one-time larger sum. Kamash Balan here as well. And here, what Yaakov gave me from the Maral and Chiddush HaGadol, they tell you to also to look in the Siv HaTzedakah. And he makes more of a Maraldic type of an idea. You have mitzvahs that you could talk about, you give in isolation. And every mitzvah is its own individual mitzvah. You take off challah from a dough, take off another piece of challah from another dough. It's not like it's integrated. Each mitzvah stands apart. And it's different. Other examples, it gets lulav and whatever. So each mitzvah, each act of mitzvah is its own thing. However, tzedakah is unique. He says, if you give pruta now, pruta tomorrow, and it adds up, so it's nechshav to Kadosh Baruch Hu like it was all connected. It's the tzedakah is mitzdarefes l'cheshbon gadol, davar miyuchad b'mitzvah tzedakah. There's a tziruf, and that's a maila, that it now becomes combined as one big mitzvah, which again shows you that the one big nesina is really the ideal. And then he goes on, and he goes, as a result of this, he says, Yesha how you wrote some lomar, ki yosid tov sheyeh ma'at ma'at b'harbi pa'amim, v'sheyitein harbi b'vasachas. And he says, why? Mipnei sha'omrim, how he explains it, ki b'chol echad mitzvah b'nei atzma. So if everyone has a separate mitzvah, better do mitzvah, scatter them out, and spread them out. The opposite. So I see in all these sources, maybe an indication, the local Rambam. I think there's what to respond, and I think we could still be. I mean, I wanted to put the Rambam into the Gemara, that the Tziruf has to do with the Tziruf in terms of the Gavra, but whether or not that's the Pshat in the Gemara, the Yisod of the Rambam could still be Emes, even if you want the Gemara like the Toras Chaim or like the Maral, because we're not saying necessarily in the Rambam that the mitzvah is mitzuruf. Each act of tzedakah is now mitzuruf. It's that in the kinyan and the person. In other words, there's the mitzvah for itself, and there's a maila for the chefs of the mitzvah. There's a maila in tzedakah if you give a large amount at once. That's the tzedakah, the etzim, in terms of the chefs of the mitzvah tzedakah. But there's another aspect, and that is the person and what the mitzvah does on a person. Maybe that's what the Rambam svar might have validity. That in terms of the person, there's an adivus halei, there's a refinement of the character, how the mitzvah impacts on you, and that's where repetition, as the Rambam explains, that makes it more of a kinyan benefesh. So whether or not the Gemara means what the Rambam is saying, as I thought yesterday, or not, but l'maisa, the svaras themselves don't have to necessarily be contradictory. I saw brought some Sofer may talk about this issue as well. You can take a look. I don't have a chance to see what he says, but again, it's an interesting question. Connecting to this Gemara as far as giving tzedakah in increments separately or giving one larger amount at once. Okay, so much for the inyan of that point of the Gemara. Now we're going to have a little diversion from inyan tzedakah, okay, and it's kedai because we don't always have a chance to, you know, to expose ourselves to things that we don't usually see. It's old Torah, it's not easy, but it's geshmak, right? Okay, so meanwhile, and it gets in mamish derech agav because the Maimra that was quoted by a man who is given a nickname. According to Rashi, it's going to be Rav Sheshes, going to Tosis, the other one in the story. Ula Meshagesh Urchasi De'ime, because of some other context, some other Maisa, and he happened to bring to Rav Rabba this statement of Rav Elazar. And the Gemara having mentioned this nickname, the Gemara now tries to trace exactly where this nickname came from, and that's going to bring us into a whole different Mitzvah and Shas. Finding its way to Bava Basra, Daf Tes of the days, okay? Amai korule ula, ula here meaning like the youngster, right? Olel, mishagesh uchasi de'ime, as Rashi explained, he creates like a deviation, shuga, shigaon, in his mother's normal protocols. Why does he have this name? Because of the following. Dibai minei Rav Achdevai bar Ami mirav Sheshes. So Rav Achdevai bar Ami had a query, an inyan of Tumah v'Taira from Rav Sheshes. And the question was the following. Minayin l'mitzora b'meisi puro shemitame adam. His question was, I need a mokar, a source, that a mitzora during a particular stage in his process of Tahara, we call b'meisi puro, has the level tumah that he can be mitame adam. Now, just before we go on, just to get our definitions clear, Rashi begins to fill us in a little bit. Bimesi puro means b'shivas yamim shebein taharas hatziporim lehavas karbonosav. Bimesi puro means the days that you're counting. There's a 7-day counting that takes place after the Tahara process has already begun. Again, we had not too long ago Shabbos Haggadah, we read Parshas Mitzora, so we have a little bit of familiarity still in our heads. So the Torah says, Zos Tia Toras HaMitzora, V'yom Taharasa. The previous Parsha talks about, again, all different types of Tzaras, Tzaras Adam, Tzaras HaBeged, but let's go back to Tzaras Adam. So you have a Mitzora, let's even go back a second, Mitzora Musgar, get some of our terminology clear. Mitzora Musgar, and what's the other word? Mitzora Muchlat. What's the difference between those two classifications? Musgar means that right now he's not definitively Tameh, but we're waiting to see what's going to be in a week. So he's in a state of quarantine. Musgar could be by Begadim as well, that idea. You wait 7 days. He's already Tameh during that time. There are differences between Mitzora Musgar and Mitzora Muchlat. Muchlat means that a week later came, and now it spread, whatever the Simen Tuma is, and now he's declared as Tameh. You didn't learn the Goyen probably, right? But you all learned Mishnah Megillah, right? So you have the Ein Bein Mishnah. Everyone made a Simen Megillah in the room, I'm sure, right? At some point in your life, right? I would imagine. Rubo Kekula, for sure. Okay, so what do we have in the Mishnah Megillah about this? Ein Bein what? knew by heart. No, ein bein mitzora musgar l'mitzora muchlat ella. Not so fast. Not so loud. Ella mitz priya uprima. Priya uprima. Begadav yifurumim roshi yaparua. That's when he's tame bivadai. So that's what the Mishnah says. And then it says, "Ein bein tohar mitoch hesger, letohar mitoch hachlit." Is going to be relevant for what we're about to talk about now. Tohar mitoch hesger means that there was a week to wait, and then turns out it didn't spread, and it got dimmer, whatever it is. So now he's tohar. He was tummy for the week in a state of being musgar, but now he's tohar. Muchlat means that he was vade tame, he was declared tame, and he needed prio prima, as we just said. And now he's going to become Torah again. Biyom Taharas, the beginning of Parshas Mitzora. But what's the nafgamina? Says the Mishnah. Ela tiglachas ve'tziparim. That's the Oshna Mishnah. Rashi. Priya Prima, Begadi Yifrumim, Roshi Yifarua. Muchlat ga'achas shekol yemei hezger v'nir bo simani tumu hamurim bo. Then you need tiglachas ve'tziparim. What's tiglachas ve'tziparim? That's the beginning of Parshas Mitzora. Zostia Torah Mitzora Biyom Taharaso. So he was a Mitzora Muchlat. Now Vuvel a Kohen, and the Kohen sees, in fact, the Nirpa Negatzas Mitzora Betziva a Kohen. This is what's starting the process. The Lakacha Mitaya Shteitzi Parm Chayos Tahoros Ve'etz Eres Shli Salas Ve'ezov. He takes the two birds, and what happens? He shachs one bird El Klicheres Amayim Chayim. He takes the other bird, together with the Eitzah Erez, the Shnir Tolas, the Ezov, and he dips it into the blood, and the Tzipar Chai, and he dips it into the blood of Tzipar Shchuta, and then he sprinkles a very unique type of a ritual, and he's on Matar Sheva Pa'amim, v'shilach es Tzipar Chai apnei Asada, and then v'chibes ha-mitar es begadav, this is Rav Parasugya, he does kibas begadav, means it's a tameh. The Gilachas Kosa Aro, that's a Tegachas. The Rachas for my Vitari goes to the Mikvah. The Acha Yabala Machane, the Yashim Chutzal Shavas Yamin. So, what happened now? Something is lifted. Tosu's going to point this out. Something has lifted. What has lifted? What has not lifted? But meanwhile, the Mishnah says, Ein Bein, Mitzora Muska, Ein Bein, Tohar Mitoch Hezger, Tohar Mitoch Hechet, Ella, Tegachas v'tziparim. If he became tar, not having been tummy bivade, but just being musgar, he was tummy during the period of being mitzvah musgar, but he doesn't have to go through this process now to start the process with this tegachas v'tziparim. But now, this next 7 days is called what our sugya is discussing. Mitzvah b'mei tzipura. So now we have the Torah says as follows. Feiter pashas mitzvah. So he started the process. Now, the Yasha Mechutz La'ala, as we said in the Pasuk, how long? Shivasim. What's happened so far? The ritual with the Tziparim, the dipping of the blood and sprinkling on him, and the Tagachas, the first Tagachas, Tagachas Rishona of a Mitzorah. He's coming out of his state of being a Mitzorah Muchlat. Now, Vahaya Vayom Ashvi. So a week goes by. What happens a week later? Tagachas, we call it Tagachas Shnia of a Mitzorah. Yigalach is called Sa'aro. Every here on his body, Rosh is Karno, Gabos Einav, Koser Galech, Kal, Pratu Kal, we have all these parts have to be taken off, shaved. The Chibes is Begadav. Okay, this is our Gemara. Again, the Chibes is Begadav. The Rochas is Besar again, a Mikvah, the Taher. And what still has to be done, Rabosai? After that 7 days, what has to happen on the 8th day? What is he called right now? After the 7 days of Yimei Sipuro have ended, what is he called now? A? No better? What's another word? Mechusar Kippurim. What do I mean by that? Mechusar Kippurim? Because what does he still have to do? And your example is Abba Mechusar Kapara. Mitzora, Zab, Zaba, right? Eledis. This is one of the four Mechusar Kapara. Everything is just get their bearings, right? But Yom HaShmini, Suki Mechumish, nothing big. Yom HaShmini, Yikach Shnei Chibasin Tamim, and he brings two Kvasim, Kafsa Achasken, Chatas Yasham, and so on. And then he has to bring the Bohonos and all of that. Okay, they're not going through Hukus Mitzora right now, but just for our purposes, what are we holding right now in the Gemara? The question is as follows. This intermediate state. He's come out, he's near Panegat Rasman Atzeruah. He was a Mitzorah Mukhlat. He has already gone through this initial stage of purification with the Parim and the first Taglachas. And now he's going for 7 more days, and he's going to have a second Taglachas, and then he's going to have to bring the Kabanas on the 8th day. So now during these 7 days, it's called Mitzor Mesipura. This is actually a Mishnah in Kalim that gives him, that this name appears in that Mishnah in Kalim. You have your Mishnais in Kalim, everybody? Yeah, take a look. So there's, the halacha is that an avatuma is mitame, what? Adam v'kelim. Adam v'kelim can only become tame from what's called an avatuma. Avatuma is mitame something that becomes a rishon l'tuma. Rishon l'tuma can only be mitame what? As we said at the end of Shir yesterday, only ochel maske. Adam v'kelim cannot become tamei from a rishon l'tum. Now, the first words of Seder Tyrus, Masech Kelim, Avos Hatumos. There's a hierarchy of Avos Hatumos as the Mishnah goes, Menakala Lachamur. So the first Mishnah talks about Avos Hatumos, those on the lowest level of the hierarchy of the severity of the tumah. And then what you have in Mishnah Beis, just again, a very overview, bird's eye orientation, superficial. Lemala mehem, that's Mishnah Beis. And it has its list for those things that are avos hatumos, which have something more severe than what was in Mishnah Aleph. Don't get worried, we're not learning every single word of every Mishnah here. Just to tease it, and if you want to. I learned this on 10 years ago or so in a June's man, I think it's online. The 5 Mishnayos here, and then also from Zavin. Just the Rashi Prakim of Tumah B'Tayra. The Rambam wrote a whole Hagdama to say the Tyrus. Lamala Mehen is Mishnah Beis, and now you have level 2. We're going to look at a few cases of each Mishnah. That's it. Lamala Mehen. Then you have Mishnah Gimel, if you have in front of you, Lamala Mehen. And then you have Mishnah Dalet, Lemala from that. Okay? Those are the first 4 Mishnahs. And then another Mishnah or so also. But that's that. And then you got the Eser Kedushas. That's where the famous Inyanim of Eretz Yisrael, good for tomorrow's Shia, maybe. That's Mishnah Vav and on. Right? Eser Kedushas saying. That's the second half of Perek Rishon of Kalim. If you want to be Ma'ayan for tomorrow, you can learn the first 5 today and then go on to Mishnah Vav. And then the whole hierarchy of Kedushas, of Eretz Yisrael, all the way Kedusha Kedushin. That's the Mishnah Vav and on in Kalim. Okay. You can imagine Mitzorah is going to be found in these Mishnais. Right? But what does it say in the first Mishnah? Avos Hatumos. So, Hasheretz. We're going to need to know this for our sugya. Hasheretz. Sheretz is one of Avos Hatumos. When I say Sheretz, what am I referring to? Any Sheretz, any bug? Now, what are we referring to? The Shmona Shvatzim, which the Torah enumerates in Parashas Shmini, excellent. Yisalachem HaTamei. Okay, whatever the translations you'll find, whatever. Fine, but we know in terms of what they are. But HaKoled, Va'achba, Va'atzav, Va'kof, Al-Kod. The 8 Shvatzim mentioned when they're not alive, the Mosam, they are Mitamei, they're an Avos Hatum. Okay, that's going to come, find its way into our sugya, Hasheretz. Shechva Zera, the Zera coming out of the person has also a metame, sukim and chumish, that's in the ready mitzora. Tmei meis, someone who touches a corpse is now an avatuma, he imparts tuma to something. And now, the next thing, the 4th thing mentioned in Mishnah Aleph is, of course, the same expression that our Gemara mentions, hamitzora bimei safra. What does it mean? It means the mitzora at this stage, after the tagachas, the first tagachas and the tziporim, he's waiting another 7 days, another tagachas, and then comes the kabanas on the day after. So he is an avatumma. And then you have other examples. One example, mechatas jebem kdei azaya, that's from the Efer, the paraduma. What does the Mishnah say about these avos hatumos in Mishnah Aleph, the lowest in the rung? Hare elu mitamin adam bekelem bemaga. That means that if they, any of these examples of Avos Hatumos will come into physical direct contact with Adam Bekelin, they become tame as a what? If an avat tumah touches adam became a rishon. Besides, for adam became b'magid, it's not our inyan now, but kli cheres ba'avir. Kli cheres is unique in that it's not mitame migabo with contact on the outside, but rather the avir kli cheres. What's unique about kli cheres? It's a receptacle. It's not mitame migabo with touching the actual kli from the outside. But the sheretz would be dangled, suspended, or any of the other things in the avir kli cheres. That's mitame if there'll be a mitame the kli. Okay. Why is it the lowest in the rung? Because what are they not mitame with? These examples, eina mitamin be masa. Masa would mean, in other words, even if there's not contact, but it's the weight, it's you're carrying it, even if it's not direct physical contact. But the Torah only talks about nosei to be mitame only when it comes to Nevela, for example, not for Sheretz, and so too everything here. So we have Mitzvah Misafro, among other things here, that are Mitame B'maga and not B'mas. Now, for our purposes again, L'mala Mehem, Mishnah Beis. Now we have the next level, more Chamor. And the first thing mentioned, again, relevant for us, Nevela. This is any animal, when it dies, is a source of tuma. And then it goes, other things, mechatas yesh ben b'dei hazoya, again, not our inyan. But why is nevela more chamer than all the mentioned tumos in Mishnah Aleph? Because sheheim etamim, that nevela and also mechatas yesh ben b'dei hazoya, are metamim sa adam bimasa. That means if the person, the adam, is no say the nevela, even if he's not touching it, but he has something in between, and it's being raised mikocho, Hanoseas nevlasa. So now, why is that more? It's metame b'masa, letame bigadim b'maga. What does that mean? That means that b'shah, that the person is nosei nevela. So the words mean, again, we have to see what Rashi does with this in Asugya, means that he who is touching at that time bigadim. Gadim is a form of Kalin. Bishah, that he is no say nevela, what becomes a Rishon? Not just him, but also the Gadim Shehu Nogea Behen, Bishah Shehu no say nevela. Now, where does that come from? Because the Torah says about nevela, this is again Parashas what? Where does it talk about Tumas Nevela, Rosai? Where it said before was good, on a roll. What do you think? No. Where's Hanoseas Nevlasa talks about? No. Take a guess. You had it before. You had it right before. Shmini. Yeah. Talks about Tumas Nevela there. Talks about Tumas Sheretz also. Yeah. U'elati ta'karnose min Nevlasa. A few psukim like this. Talks about the animals and the shorts and things. I mean, the things that are tamei. So yichabes begadav means that the begadim that he's wearing are tamei. Now, what we see in Tosus based on Rashi Taz Kohanim, you could say, and again, Rashi this sugya is going to present that possibility that begadav means begadim shehu lavush behem, what you're wearing. It's tuffle to you, you could say, but again, the Lashna Mishnah pretty much, only even in the Torah Kohanim, the Lashna Mishnah is pretty clear. How we know it is another question. Nevela mitame sadam bimasa letame bigadim bimaga. It doesn't say bigadav. Mitame bigadim bimaga. That means that what? That when you are no say nevela, bishashu no say nevela, you are metame at the same time. If you're touching begadim, and begadim can mean kalim by extension, begadim kalim, they become tame zarishon together with you. The geder hadavar yesh lachkor. I don't want to say chakis before we learn anything inside, so you can start thinking if you wish, but not to jump to any conclusion. What kind of halacha is that exactly? See, you'll have to say about it. How does it work? But that says in the chumash. Last three words of the Mishnah, but that's unique. To what? When you do what to Nevela? If you are what? Doing to what to Nevela? You are? No. If you're Nogeya Benevela, at the same time that you're nogeyad in the veil, you're becoming a Rishon, you're also wearing clothing or touching clothing. What's the halacha of the clothing? What? Are they tamei Rishon or not? Again, if you're nosin the veil and you're touching the gadim or kelim, then they become tamei as a Rishon as well. That's called nosin nevrasa, yechabes the gadim. But if you're nogeyad in the veil, Rabbo say, or nogeyad b'sheretz, and if you will, in Mishnah Aleph, but even a geb and a vela, would the gadim that you're touching or wearing become tamei with you as a rishon? No. And that's the last words of the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah likes to use language that's good for zikaron. That's, we have to kind of get used to language of the Mishnah. They used to learn about pes. So it's like the Mishnah conveys information with certain phrases that just allow you to just assimilate information. There's a chaver of mine just wrote a sefer called Seder, Ketzav Seder Mishnah, a nice little kuntres. Just trying to express the beauty of learning Mishnayos. So just as an example, chasuche begadim b'maga. What does it mean? Chasuche begadim, decode the expression. Chasuche begadim lachsoch means hold back. U'chasachtas bin chasichidecha. Meaning the begadim are held back that they would not become tamei if all you did to the nevela was not raise it, but touch it. In other words, the veil or the other example mentioned here are only going to be metami begadim that you're wearing or touching if you are no say them. Like the psukim say, no say nevrasi chavis begadim. But no geya be nevela, for example, that's chasuche begadim. Begadim would not become tamei. That's touch words of the Mishnah. Now, there are examples, Rabbo Yisrael, just again, push it because of psukim and chumash, that you could be no geya in something and be chavis begadim. Anyone remember from Parshas Metzora a few weeks ago? In other words, nogeya ben avela is not mitami begadim, but what nogeya ben what is the chavis begadav? Well, good Parshas Metzora at the end. What are some of the avos atumas at the end of Parshas Metzora? No, at the end of Metzora? What do you have at the very end of Metzora? Zav, right? Zav, zav, anida. So there you have all these examples of chavis begadav. V'cho nogeya b'am yitma. The avos atumas that are later on in the perek, right? You get tamei meis also, of course, but even before you get that far. So you have examples in the Gerab of Sarazov. Yechavis Begadav repeats itself many, many times in the Psukim over there, because those examples, Yechavis Begadav, even Benogea. But Nogea Benavela is not Yechavis Begadav. That's Mishnah Beis. Again, I don't want to get too details, just get the flavor of this. Now, again, just a little bit more, and then we'll get to the Rashi, back to our Gemara. So we have the first two Mishnais. We have Sheretz and Shech Mezera. We have Mitzomei Safro. Is Mitamei as an avatuma, not b'maso and b'maga, and this is not mitami begadav, right? Now we have Mishnah Beis, nevela nosi nevela, it's mitami begadav b'maga, but not b'nogeb b'nevela. Aryeh.
Yeah, I know Rabbi was alluding to the Tosfos and just wanted to say about the fact that it says begadav b'maga. Is there, can you make a deal based on the fact that it uses lashon begadav? Why didn't he just say l'tami kilim b'maga? I know it's based on the
Tosfos. But we learn out begadim and tamei are the same. We'll see our sugya with kelim.
The
more is going to try and chabekon kelim and adam.
Because we're saying you're wearing the begadim, so it's actually different than kelim.
Yeah. But it doesn't say begadim you're wearing. It says begadim. And Tosus says it doesn't say dafka begadim that you're wearing. The Tosus says begadav. Okay. Mishnah Gimel has more. L'mal me'en bo'anida has its own chumra, and then zavul shel zav and damanida mitam b'maga masa. Okay, L'mal Mehem Hev Merka. Okay, we'll skip over Mishnah Gimel because we'll get back to Mitzora in Mishnah Dalet. Something else about Mitzora. We had Mitzora Me Safro in Mishnah Aleph on the lowest rung. Mitzora makes another appearance in Mishnah Dalet. Now L'malam and Hazav. Zav was just mentioned in Mishnah Gimel. Now we have Man Hazav Zava. Now we have Malam and Hazava Mitzora. And there's a unique aspect to the Tumas Mitzora that's not mentioned in earlier things so far in the list. Shehu mitame lashna mishna mitame be bebia. Interesting. Mitame bebia. What does that mean? Now we have lamalam and hamitzora, and then we have chomer mikulam, the highest on the rung in avos hatumos at the end of Mishnah Dalet, if you have it. Is hames. Mace means kazayis ben hames and other variations of that. Shehu metamei be. Rabbi Osai, be. Ohel. Mashein kulam metamei. So what's the highest in the list? This is going to be the diuk that the Rashash makes on Rashi. That's a little bit diuk in Lashon Rashi, because you notice the difference in the Lashon Mishnah. In the hierarchy, it talks about mitzora, which is mitami bibia. Now, what are we talking about when we say mitzora is mitami bibia? Let's talk specifically. What are we talking about? Mitzora, what? Muchlat, and mitzora, muskar, right? Because ain bain. Okay. See, Rashi talks only about muchlat here, but chorit even mitzora muskar, mitame bibia. And we have mace, which is the tami ba'ohel, but they're not the same. They're not the same. What do I mean it's not the same? I'll give you a few examples. I mean, especially I'll take from it's a very wonderful sefer I happen to have at home. It's written by the son of Rav Aaron Feldman, Rosh Yeshiva in Neri Yisrael, Shlomo Feldman, Shari Das. Tumas Bia la'ohel. He makes five differences. He's based on Mishnayis. Between Tumas Ohel and Tumas Bia of a Mitzora. See, there's a problem in the Lashon Rashi here. Look at Lashon Rashi. Let's read again the Lashon Rashi. B'meisi puro. What's our Gemara talking about? How do we know mitzav meisi safro is mitame what? Is mitame adam. Shivas yamim shebein taras hatziporim havas kabanosav bishlama b'mei chaluto, meaning before he started counting these 7 days, before he brought the birds, he's tamei as a tzara muchlat. Iskish lemeis letamei af be'ohel. But the question is, now he's already coming out of that state of being tzara muchlat. Maybe he's not mitame adam. That's the question in the Gemara. But Rashi's lashon is iskish lemeis letame af be'ohel. And what was the lashon Mishnah that we just read? Letame bibia. Okay, so this is what the Rashash harps on lashon Rashi. Now it's interesting. Where's this iskish lemeis? I both say. I know I'm quizzing people too much. Where's iskish lemeis? Where's mitzvah iskish lemeis? You know a little bit of chumash. It's in chumash. Where's mitzvah iskish lemeis? Think of a story in Chumash, and you'll know. Where's Mitzvah Iskish Lemeis Miriam? And what were the words used over there when Aaron says to Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of Parshas Baloscha, Al na sihi kameis. Stama, you learned Chumash with Rashi, so look at Rashi on that pasuk. Al na sihi kameis, says Rashi in Chumash, kameis, sha mitzora chashuv ke meis, ma meis mitamei lashon Rashi bibia. Interesting. Yes, even when it's the opposite direction. Af mitzora mitame bibia. It's interesting. There's a parallel, but it's not exactly complete overlap. There's overlap, but not a complete overlap. That's why I'm trying to point out. This is just an interesting idea. The Lashon HaMishnah in Kelim is mitzora is mitame bibia. Rashi's Lashon in Bava Basra here is that iskish lemeis mitame ba'ov. The Mishnah is talking about mitzora mitame bibia. And meis mitame be ohel. Rashi in Chumash brings you the iskish mitame lebiya. There's certainly an overlap, but it's not exact. So what is shinuyim? I'll give you a hint. What he brings down here. B'tumas saras nischadesh tin tumas bia leohel. Nichnas o nimsa mitzora o beged menuga o evan menugas. The ohel, everything in the ohel is nitma, becomes a rishon. But ain tumazu kitumas ohel meis, five differences he lists. Number one, betumas ohel, afilim hichnis chilk mashu mikazais vina meis. This kazais vina meis, a small part of that kazais, the tchefza that's mitame, went into the ohel, then everything in the house becomes tame. It doesn't have to be completely in it. If some small chilek of the davar mitame of a meis is in the house, then everything in the house becomes tamei. By adam mitzora, the only time everything in the house becomes tamei is if the adam mitzora goes rosho verubo into the house. If the mitzora sticks his finger, his pinky, a part into the house, that's not mitamei kelim in the house. Mitamei bibia, not the ohel. And he has to go in derech bia, he has to go frontwards, not walking backwards. That's number one. Number two, by Tumas Ohel, if something, if the Tohar is Mahil on the mace, or the mace is Mahil on the Tohar, there's Tumas Ohel. By Mitzora, if the Mitzora is Mahil on something, that's Tame. But if the something is Mahil on the Mitzora, then it doesn't become Tame. If someone is Mahil on the mace, that thing that's above the mace, person puts some, you know, a keli or whatever, holding it over the mace, becomes Tame. But Mitzora, it's not so. The Koach of Mitzora and Tame ba'Oel is if they're both under the same roof, or the Mitzora is over on top. Okay, so that's the second difference. Third, this is a Mishnah in the Goyim. There's a machitza gvoa sar tfachim v'roch ba'arba amis. There's a machitza 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide that's mafsik between the mitzora and the tohor. It's not, the person around doesn't become tamei on the other side of the machitza. If you have an olam meis, just because you have machitza sar tfachim, still the roof is the same one roof, right? Just putting a machitza out around the meis, however big, however it's 10 tfachim high and wide for amis, it's not going to change anything. That's a Mishnah in the Goyim describing a Mitzorah. Can a Mitzorah go to Shul? A good trivia question. Can a Mitzorah go to Shul? We had these issues with Corona, right? You know? So look at the Mishnah in the Goyim, right? Mitzorah, says the Mishnah in the Goyim, Perek Yud Gimel, Nichnas the Beis HaKnesses. Osim lo machitza givoa asar tfachim al rochav arba amis. You can more regularly visualize this now. So he's got his little box. But it's not like, you know, it's a sar tfachim. Rochav arba amis, nichnas rishon v'yotzei acharon. Because if he takes too much time as he's walking by, then it's a problem. But if he's going in, out, goes in first, leaves afterwards, he stays in his thing, and then no one became tamei. Either one, the same roof. Tumas Oel would certainly make someone tamei if they're in the same roof, just because it's a machitzas. Again, you see, what do you see? Tumas Bia of Mitzorah is not synonymous with Tumas Oel of mace, right? That's the third difference. Okay, you get the gist of it. Four. Kedesha mitzvah yitame bebiya le'ohel, tzorach sheyamo do yeshe ba'ohel. Let's say he's walking betocha ohel. He's in transit. He didn't come to sit down. The lesson of Paskim, l'chut v'machne moshavo. So if the mitzvah is mitame bebiya le'ohel, he has to have become stationary. He has to stop. If the Mitzorah is walking out of shul and he never stopped for a second. Oh, let me take a look at the sefer or whatever. He just walks right out. He don't become tamei. He has to stop. Yamod o yeshev. Imu holech betocha ohel eino mitamei. As he's going through, he's not mitamei. Ohel hames. Right? It's always that way. It's in the ohel hames. Last nafgamina, the fifth nafgamina. Kli hanimtza ba'ohel hames. And there's something Torah in the same ohel. So the only way that the kli can be matzil on what's in it, there's a kli that has something in it, and it's in the sol omeis, is if this kli has what kind of a seal, what do we call that? Two words? Samid pasil. Samid pasil olav. It means it has to be sealed in a certain way that its contents don't become tame because of this special seal that closes it up, that what's in the kli does not become tami ba'olameis. But stomach cover would not be enough. However, if there's a mitzvah in the house, any kisui of any kind, not even on the level of tzamid pasil, would also be enough that what's in the kli wouldn't become tami. So here are just examples. I'll give you 5 examples. So the Rashash jumps on the Rashi, the Kibegra, I think, also. So Rashi's Lashon, again, is lo bedikduk. Now we notice Rashi also in Chumash, when he brings the Hekesh Lameis, Rashi uses the Lashon Bia on both, and Rashi here uses the Lashon on Letamia Ohel. The emphasis is, to be more precise, there's overlap, certainly overlap, a lot of overlap, but there are at least 5 shinuim that we mentioned, that it's not exactly Tumas Ohel, it's Tumas Bibia. Okay. It's true about Mitzorah, it's true about the Begel HaMenuga and the Ivan HaMenuga. Back to our sugya. Okay, now we have a little bit of background, let's go back to what we're talking about here. What's the Shaila that was asked of Rav Sheshes, Bar Arach Tavi Bar Ami? What does he want to know? Mitzora b'mei sefuro. So we know what we're holding here. So part of the tumah seems to have gone away because the saras is gone, and he started the process of tahar with the tziporin. And the Mishnah says that he's an avatumah, right? The Mishnah says it. But what do we want to know? Is he metame adam? Okay, so Rashi gave us a little bit of background. We might as well already see the Tosfos on the top because it also just fleshes out what we just said, the top Tosfos. Minayinu mitzav meisi puro shematami adam. Now, we know it's true. Sub Tosfos. Pshita lan de mitame. How do I know it? How do we know that he's mitame? Kiditnan bereish meseches kelim, the first Mishnah. Avos hatumos. Hasheretz v'shich v'zera. What does he take out in the Vela? What? In the Vela?
Because that's in the
Mishnah. Because it's the next Mishnah. But Tame Meis, Umitzor Meis Yipuro. Habe Elo Metamin Adam, the Kalim, the Maga, Ukulcheres Ba'avir. So we know that it's true. It's Mefurish and Mishnah. So what's the Shaila asked of Rav Sheshes? What's Rav Sheshes' question? What are you asking Rav Sheshes? But we know it's true. But how does the Mishnah know? How do we know from Chumash? What's the marker in the Torah? How do we get to that conclusion? How do we know that this stage of the Mitzvah Metzipuro is Metame Adam? Well, Kach Boy, knowing what we know from the Mishnah, Benola de Metame. Why would you think perhaps from the indications of the Pesukim that it wouldn't be this way? The Hak Siv, the Rachatz Bamayim, the Toher. Again, that Lashna Pasuk, that what happens when he sends the birds away, Pasuk says. The Girach es kol sa'aro, right? The Chibas Abdam is the Gada, the Girach es kol sa'aro, the Rochas b'mayim v'toher. No? So then, Mashma, the Ba'osa Tfila Nitar. And now he's going another 7 days. How do you know? And the Mishnah puts it in the list, in the first Mishnah, of one of the Abbas HaTumas, the woman Sheretz Shech Mezerah. How do we know? It's B'tamiyad. That's the question. Now, possibly we can proceed in the Sugya. Now that we have, you know, the little bit of background. Now we can proceed in this study. Now we feel like we can talk intelligently at least, you know. Okay. Omalo says Rav Sheshes in response to Rav Achdavai's question, here's what I think. Here's how we know it. Hoel umitami begodim, mitami adam. Mitami begodim. How do I know it's mitami begodim? Daha beyom hashvi ksiv v'chibes begodav. Right? V'haya v'yom ha'shvi, yigarach es kol sa'aro, no, v'chibes es begadav. So that means that he's metami begadav. So that means that this entire past 7 days, he's in a state of imparting tumah. So it's metami begadim. He obviously is considered to be on a level of tumah that he can metami adam as well. That was the response of Rav Sheshes. So Rav Achdavai says, I'm not convinced that should be enough of a source. Why? And here we go with the Girsa of Rashi. Amalei. Dilma tuma bechiburim shayni. Maybe there's a difference, because that's tuma bechiburim. Tuma bechiburim, tzchara, means that he's right now wearing the begadim. That's how Rashi is going to wear. Tuma bechiburim, he's wearing the begadim. Tuma bechiburim. Rashi starts by saying, "Kigon big day levusho, harei hen kamohu." That becomes like him. He's tamei, so the begadim he's wearing are like him. Avo shar begadim hanogea behen vechenim yiga ba'adam lo mitamei. Knows what he's trying to say in challenging this raya that maybe it's not mitamei adam. He seems to be challenging not just the question as was originally posed, which was, is he Metame Adam? But what he's trying to say now is perhaps he's not Metame Adam that he touches, or he's not Metame what? The Gadim or Kalim that he'll touch either. And all that we know from the Chumash is that the Gadim Sha'alav are Tam. And let's continue the Gemara. The Rashi is basically tracking the Gemara. And why would I think to make such a distinction? Daha Hisit Nevela. Hisit is a way of saying he's no say nevela, hesed. Hisit nevela means no say nevela. Now we know this from Mishnah Beis in Kalim, right? Hisit nevela, the mitame begadim, the in a mitame adam. Now, the way that Rashi is going to have to work this out, it's going to have to mean that what Rav Devaya is saying is that hanosi nevela, it does what? Is mitame which begadim? The ones he's wearing. And this is going to be, okay, we learned the Mishnah. It didn't necessarily sound that way from the Mishnah. We read the Mishnah together, right? He said, it sounds like Nogeya. Also, But Rashi is learning Pshat Gemara. Maybe this is part of what he's trying to say. Maybe Hagufa. Anyway, you see from Mishnah that he is. But I want to know how. So maybe if I don't know about Adon, I don't know about Tisit Nevela either. That's Metami anything more than the Begadim. I know the Chumash. So how do we know beyond what it says in the Chumash? Maybe only Begadim. That could also be part of it. Haguf. So he's saying, you see it in Svara, you could distinguish maybe only Begadim Sha'ala, Tuma Bechiburin, Shaini. Because Tisit Nevela, Metami Begadim, Metami Adam. Rashi. You can pick up in the Rashi. Teda. Shari Hamasit Nevela, Ksibbe. But no say as nivlasa yichabes begadav. V'lo askechan the lehevi avatuma letami adam ushar begadav. So in his Hisit Nevela example, he says it's only yichabes begadav and not letami adam ushar begadav. So part of what he wants to know is how do I know that? How do I know that a mitzora b'mei safro can be metame adam and? Or can be metame begadim, and all I can get from the fact that the chibas begadim is that his own begadim matame along with him. This is according to Rashi what he's saying. So now Rav Sheshes comes back and says, "Amalei ella sheretz the metame adam in olam." But sheretz is also an avatuma, right? That Mishnah, the first example in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah there. How do we know sheretz is metame adam? Must be Lamishim the Metami Begadim. Now, where does it say Metami Begadim? Kalim? That's Mefurishim Sukim already, in Shemini, right? Sheretz is anyone touches a Sheretz. Now, this is a problem. Rashi's going to immediately point out until it's going to jump in Rashi. So, what are you trying to say? So, you see, you can extrapolate from Tumas Begadim to Tumas Adim. And what's the Tumas Begadim of a Sheretz? Nogeya. Sheretz is Nogeya, the Kalim Begadim. So then, that of course I could extrapolate. But I thought the issue was maybe only begadim shal. But that by sheretz you see more than that. So then, doesn't that solve it? So that seemed to be ignored. Wait, 1 second. So that, but what did he respond? He didn't say what I just said. He didn't say, well, that doesn't prove it. That's good because it's touching the begadim, so that I can extrapolate. But here, all I know is begadim. That's not what he said. What did he answer? That's a mefurish pasuk. That's sheretz metami adam. Why? Amali sheretz behed yaksiv be. O ish asheiga b'chol sheretz. Where's this pasuk? This isn't parshas coming up. This is we haven't done it yet. There's no, you have a good excuse. This is not. This is in what? This is in Emor, right? Yeah, Chav Gimel. This is Emor. Chav Gimel what? No. Where is it? Talking about Tumas Kohanim, right? They can you cut Tumah and so on. Chabez what? Chabez hey. Tabi Rabbi, one of the Nazikot, he knows the Kodesh of Israel, they can Mechal Kodeshim, Kodesh Asher Yikfa, Vel Kodesh Asher Yakdish, they can't, we had this Makasman, if you remember, anyone who was here, touching, eating Tumah or Kodeshim, the Tumaso Allah, the Nechlesa, Ish Mizar Aaron, Vahut Sarua Ozav, Here you have it. So you see, you tell me if you touch a sheretz. So what you have to tell me because it's because of the metami begadim, that's a raya, metami adam, and for sure, paskin emor. Tell her that Rav Sheshes would not know this, right? But that's what he said. So go, okay. So that's so he basically put Rav Sheshes a little bit to shame. See, that's the story that is going that direction. Ella, so Rav Sheshes tries again, so to speak. El shichvazera, the mitami adam inala. Yeah, but how do you know shichvazera is the mitami? Again, it's also in the Mishnah there in the beginning of Kalim. How do you know it's an avatum mitami adam? Lamishum deho mitami begadim mitami adam. Again, where do we know that shichvazera is mitami? You know, I was going to ask you all these questions. Yeah, so where do we know Shiva's in the Tamei Begadim? Oh, Rashi says, all right, good. Rashi can help us. V'cho Begad v'cho Or, She'yir of Shichva Zara. Where is it? What parasha is it? Shkayach. What parasha? Parasha? No, Prokim don't mean anything. It's not, okay. No, it's for reference, good. But like, where, what? What parasha? No, what parasha? What? No, Tess, what? No. Where is it? What? Where would it be? No, the Yikvil. No, you told me. What? Yeah. What's the pasuk? What's the parak and pasuk again? Tess, love you. Thanks. The end of the V'chobeged, says the Ishki, says him in the Shefazara. And then it says, V'chol beged v'chol or sheyoshech v'zar v'chubas b'mayim v'tamei l'arev. This is beged that was contact with Shechazara. So you see that what? That's mitami gadim. Mitami gadim. Mitami adam. So that's the right. So too, we'll say the same thing when it comes to mitzora. But again, l'chore, it's not a good dimyon. Why? Because what we were saying, by mitzora, it's maybe only which begadim that it's on you. So that's where I wouldn't know to extrapolate. But here, once you say that's touching other kelim, so then I can go to Adam. So Mamash is a difficult Gemara, according to Rashi. This is when he toasts his kasha and Rashi. So meanwhile, he didn't ask that kasha. He'd say, well, that doesn't prove anything. Instead, he asked, yeah, but you don't need that. I know it anyway. You don't. That's how you know it's Mitami Adam. Amalei Sheikh Vazer Nambi Hedek Sibbe, O Ish. This already, maybe Rav Sheshes couldn't have known the drush. O Ish Gurabo Sesano Geya. Now, what's the O-ish? This is, again, Parshas Emor. This is from the pasuk that we just had before with the right, with the Tumah by the Kohanim. What was it? O-ish, yeah. Ish-tish mitzera Aaron mitzera Zohar b'kotshim o-yocho asher yitav ha-nogea b'chol t'mei nefesh O-ish asher teisvei nishich v'azora. So that's Parshas that's going in the Balkari himself. But now we're darshaning. Oh, ish, it's the nogeya. Whoever says a nogeya. Okay, so meanwhile, you have a drasha. So then you know that Sheikh Vez is mitami adam. So basically, we're back to where we started. How do we know mitzor beisafro is mitami adam? So Rav Sheshes has tried, number one, to prove it, because first he said what? It's mitame begadim. So he said, that doesn't show me anything, because maybe tum bechibur and shiny, for Rashi that means He's wearing the begadim. So he said, what about sheretz? How do you know sheretz mitami adam? Must be because mitami begadim. Not a good example, because that's not begadim that he's wearing, but okay. So he says, that doesn't impress me, because I have a pasuk that says a person touches a sheretz, he's tummy. He says, okay, sheikh mazera is mitami adam. How do I know that? Must be because mitami begadim. No, there's a drush that teaches me that adam is nugeb, sheikh mazera is tummy. So meanwhile, Rav Sheshes is sort of stumped. So this gets us back to how we got started with this interesting story, Tumah V'Tayra. But meanwhile, there's a dialogue going on. Rebach Devoy has one up on Rav Sheshes, right? So, Ahad Rei B'Tichusa. So, meanwhile, Rebach Devoy couldn't help but to respond with a certain smirk, I guess you could say. Rashi says, we just read the Rashi, where are we holding in Rashi? Okay, one second, actually. Let's just get our bearings with Rashi. We have an important Rashi that we skipped over. Behedyok Sibbe. Yeah. So what's the obvious kasha here? That's how you're going to have to... You could have rebutted the question earlier. You could have rebutted the question by saying, this is not a good example, because once you have the inyan of tumah of touching the Godin, then of course Adam is the same. So Behedyok Sibbe, hu adin nami davimatzi u'mifach da tumas begadim lo dam yil begadim dimei spura. It's not the same begadim issue. The begadim, the hachalad big dilavush sheretz. Is that the begadim that the sheretz is wearing? The tumas magahu. So what is it? It's tumas maga. So tumas maga or begadim is enough to say from that tumas adam. Ela da dif bnei kamosivle. Yes, he had a better kasha. It's a mefurash pasuk, but to see a difficulty in Rashi. This is what Tosfos is going to ask in Rashi. Gemaisa, it's this difficult reading of the Gemara, because then why is he even bringing it in? But you could have asked that also. Oh, Rabbi Sanogea, Dochi Tani Besachas Nida, Minan Rabbi Sanogea, Bishop Zatoma, O Ish. Have the Kamahad, the Rebach, the Vay, Rav Sheshes, of the Chusa, Fisha, Rav Sheshes, Nichsha, Bitchubosav. He got Rav Sheshes sort of stumbling on his own words. He couldn't get a proper answer. So as a result of that, there was an Onish that came quick and furious. What happened? Because Rav Sheshes felt bad. Chosai to Rav Sheshes. He saw that Rav Chdevoy was responding in a way of taunting him, smirking, Ishtik, Rav Chdevoy, Bar Ami. Two things happened. Ishtatik nasa ilein. He suddenly lost his power of speech. some kind of a stroke, whatever it was, and it came together. Stroke caused that, plus speech, plus he forgot all his learning. Double onesh. Maybe he couldn't speak because he was saying things to Epshesh that were inappropriate, that were like triumphalism. Zakat Talmudic because he was trying to show up that he knew more than Rav Sheshes, so that each thing had its onish. Now, who's coming to try to get Rav Chaboy back to get healed? So, Asya Imei v'kabach yakamei. So here's Rashi versus Tosis. Rashi learns whose mother? Rav Sheshes' mother. Tosis is going to argue. Rav Sheshes' mother comes and she starts crying to Rav Sheshes, to be mochel, and to daven, Savcha Kamei, she spal olav, to daven, Rav Chaboy should get back his power of speech and his learning, and recall. Somehow, strangely enough, Savcha, she's crying, doing all she could to convince her son, Belo Ashkach Ba, tell her, he would aim, he felt Torah, Kabbat Torah was more important than Kibbut Eim in this case. He was not mechuyev to listen to his mother. That's what it sounds like. But then she did something that Rav Sheshes did recognize that was impacted. Amra Lei, she exposed herself. Chazi, she said, Chazi, lahani chadyi, these breasts, the matzis minayu that you nursed from. Hakaras hatov, that went everywhere. That he couldn't respond. That was that wins the day. I nursed you. Hani chadui hadodim halalu chadi tagim shel chaze. The matzis minayo she nak mehen. For karas atov, oh betzeroth. That he knew he owed her that. Boy rachmi ale hidavin the itzi. And he got better. Okay, so there's a little sidebar to the whole story here. This is, so according to Rashi, the one that told Rava the story, the name Rav Avelazar, about Koputa Putimitz Darefes, was the one who caused his mother to act in this way, which is against normal protocol, meaning it was Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes' mother. According to Tosfos, it's going to be different. Meanwhile, the Gemara says, once we already discussed this inyan and the story, the backstory over this, the person and his name, meanwhile, we have to get to the bottom of the story. We're holding it like cliffhanger. Udasan Allah minalot. Rashi, Udasan Allah v'achave shebog yadenu she'elazu l'kova b'gemara. Who knows, wherever the Mesadri Hashas were, Ravina Ravashi, that we're putting this all in the Gemara. So now, minalot mitami adam. So what's the answer? How do we know somebody suffers mitami adam? How do we know? So the Gemara says, Kitesanya, from the following source, as the Brisa indicates, of Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Nemar kibus begadim bimei sefuro, v'nemar kibus begadim bimei chaluto. It says kibus begadim bimei sefuro. That's what it says, right in the section here that we were reading in Parshas in Mitzora, and it also says bimei chaluto kibus begadim. Rashi says, does Rashi tell us? Yeah, vayov v'meshi yigalach es kol sa'aro. That's in the section of Mesafar. That's what we're discussing right here. The Nemar kibbutz begadim lemala biyom taras hamitziporim kishiyotzi mitumas hechlet v'chibbutz hamitaras begadav. When he's starting off, so let's see which two psukim. You don't have a chumash in front of you, right? But which two psukim are we talking about? V'chibbutz hamitaras begadav v'kirchas kol sa'aro. And then it says that's in the beginning of the process, right? And then he has again, right? Then talks about after the 7 days, the chibbutz has begadav. So we have this gzeres shavah. So what's the drasha? Drasha is that they're equivalent. Malahalan mitami adam, afkan mitami adam. So you know that he had the same halacha, even dinei safra. Interesting lashon of Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Saras, Perek Yud Aleph. Halacha Beis. Kol Shiva Seyam HaElu. This is the period of Mei Safro. Adayin hu av hatuma. Mitame adam bekelim bemaga. Ve'eno mitame be what? His first level, first rung. Ve'eno mitame be Mishnah Aleph, no? Ve'eno mitame be Masa, right? That's Mishnah Beis with Nevela. Sharehu Omer. But he's mit avatam tami adam bekelim. Sharei Omer. Vahaya b'yamashvi v'chibes es begadav. Melamed shayim mitami begadim. Ukeshem shayim mitami begadim b'maga. Kach mitami adam b'maga. Shekol mitami begadim mitami adam. So what did the Rambam bring as the mocker for the fact that mitzvah meisafel is mitami adam? The fact that ho mitami begadim mitami adam. That's like the Gemara's Havamina, but Rav Devoy kept pushing back, and then we ended up with the Gzeres Shava of Hashem Ben Yochai. Don't know. But this is the Rambam. So probably a Ha'ara that must be asked, right? It's the Rambam. Okay, so now, this whole Sugya Chora, according to Rashi, is difficult, right? Minei Uvei, because according to Rashi, numerous Kashas, let's see how Tosus presents the Kashas in Rashi. Daheset Nevela. So, when he asked the Kasha, maybe Mitzvah Meisafro is only Mitame Begadim, because Tumah Bechiburim Shiny, says the Gemara, Dar Heset Nevela, Mitam Begam En Mitame Adam. Pirish HaKuntris, De Eino Mitame Ela Begadim Shehu Lavush. That's how Rashi learns it. Numerous kashas of Tosus in Rashi. Kasha Rivan, De Betoras Kohanim Parshas Vayibayam Hashmini, Marbe, what is the Bach see with the Zion? Marbe or Muchach, okay, Muchach. Shemetame afilu kelim. Afagav de roshayach b'hu levisha. In other words, levisha is only begotten. But the Torah's coming is marbe even kelim, which is only that he is no geah the kelim. So no sin of vela is metame kelim. So can't tell me only begotten that he's wearing. Afagav de roshayach b'hu levisha. So what's the Russian begadav coming to teach you? It doesn't mean only begadav is ways. Why is he begadav? Einam may begadav elo adam ukricheres shenogea behen. In other words, if he's touching b'shas, you know, in the veil, he's touching adam ukricheres. He's not mitame then. That's excluded. But he's touching kelim, touching other begadim. He's mitame. Elo vaday. So clearly, the halacha should be clear. Shel vaday mitame begadim b'shas and nesit afiu englovish behen. So mamish against Rashi. Rashi, you read the sugya, it sounds like you're ending up with this premise that a meisit nevela is not mitamei begadim shehu nogea behen. And again, Umayisat Tosis could have asked from the Lashon HaMishnah itself, as we read the Mishnah together, right? We saw that he's nogea, chasuche begadim b'masa, but b'maga rather, chasuche begadim b'maga, but other than that, he's touching begadim, and nogea. But Tosis brings it to us, Kohanim. It's only a miyud on klicheres and adam, but how can Rashi say only what he's wearing? That's one kasha. What's the other kasha? The chein mashma from this minei uvei from the sugya, because then he came back and brought the case of sheretz. Chein mashma the kama el meyata sheretz the mitami adam in nolan lamishim the mitami begadim mitami adam nami, and then he brought shech bezera the ikari chiburim. The Gadim Shahu Lavush, if Chibur means what he's wearing, my parach misheretz, the lo shayach ben levisha, hasam vada yafin adam in the Gadim. If it's the Gadim Shahu no geya, then I can learn that to Adam. What I don't know is maybe only nosin avela is only mitami begadim shahu lavush, and maybe mitzora shahu mitzora bimei safra is only begadim shahu lavush. But if you have some other example where he's mitami begadim shahu nogea, of course I can go to Adam. But meanwhile, I'm still holding my own. So what did Rashi acknowledge about this in the Chanami? He could have said that. Instead, he said, yeah, but Sheretz is anyway mefurish by Adam, and so to Sheikh Mazer. But it's a very difficult sugya according to Rashi, because what was he thinking? Why did he probably bring examples for something which is not even what we're discussing? We're trying to limit it to begadim shahu lavush. Yeah. So you have to know what to say for Rashi. But because of this, Tosus has a different pshat, and what Tosus does, he changes the girsa. And he says a different word. What is at stake is something else. Now, I have to learn this up well. He's going to take us a little bit more into the lumdis. We couldn't get to lumdis until we had pashat yediyah, so it's not fear. So we maybe have to have a little more, you know, time to go through the Ritva carefully and the Shita, but let's just see the Pashup Shat and the words of Tosas. What is the issue at stake? Elohi Goras. What is the Gemara trying to suggest? The Dilma Tumas Begadim Shiny, different. Not Tum Bechiburim Shiny, Tumas Begadim Shiny. Teda? Damasit Nevela, the Metami Begadim, in a Metami Adam. Veloka Sina, in my time, Ramisham Tum Bechiburim Shiny. Deloma Hader, the whole point that he's pushing back on is the following. El Shiesh Chiluk ben Tumas Begadim with Tumas Adam. Maybe there's a difference between Begadim and Adam, and that was his point by Sheretz as well. And that's what's mefurish in the sugi. V'chein mashma the il gufi loka medbari lei imetami begadim v'keim b'maga el adam boy. According to Rashi, it comes out that the query had to do with more than just what the words are saying. According to Rashi, the shaila of the tzor mesafra is not just about adam; it's about begadim that is not on him. And that doesn't sound like the Gemara is about that. Because no, the issue is something else. Maybe there's a chiluk between keilim and adam. And our both said this has to be understood. Why should there be a difference? How many saw the Ritva already? Okay, so I understand people didn't. Okay, most of you didn't. So this is going to be for tomorrow. You have to figure out when you're going to do this, you know, because of the whole schedule tomorrow. But this is a very important, very, very seistic Ritva. Let's just, maybe for the sake of our own Hashlama, because we'll focus more zero in this tomorrow, let's just see the two little tosis in. So this has to be understood. Here we have to understand what could be the pshat. But it's a whole different, now the sugya lays out very well. You know, with, you know, on a pshat level, right? The issue is maybe only Caleb and not Adam. And says Sheretz, maybe you see, can extrapolate. No, Sheretz, I have a deal. Can the pasuk says that's mitami Adam. Okay, Sheikh Mazera, I have a drasha. But the issue is not about begadim shel lavush versus. Okay, so now at least we can touch the Gemara, and the Gemara goes up. What kind of mahalach is this? Why should it be different? Why should it be different? So in order to understand that, we have to try to touch the following idea. We'll see this tomorrow in the Ritva, maybe other Marmakomas. What is Tuma, what is Vechidis Begadim all about? Why is it that if a person is Nosi Nevela, for example, and he's Nogea Begadim or Kalim, they become a Rishon, just as he does. A second later, he'll let go of the Nevela, he's not carrying the veil anymore. Who touched those Begadim, those Kalim, what do they become? What do they become? Esheni. What happened? A second later, what? Why? What's the halach? What kind of mahalach is this? Why is it that he can make them a rishon while he's nogea, while he's no sinavela, or if he's nogea b'sarazav? But if he's poresh, then it's not. Then it becomes now it's indirect. Now, what's the mahalach? What's the mechanism of this? Ask the imay b'kabachia kamei pirish rach dahenu imay deravach tavoi with the day kari u meshagish ocha de imay meaning Rav Sheshes was called that shagarim imo his bazos kufnei Rav Sheshes. Oh, so it's different than Rashi. Forget it. According to Rach, it's not the mother of Sheshes. It's the mother of the one who was affected, and he was the one telling Rava the member of the about Shtaka, and he's called Ur Mishar Shor Chizimay Shigarm Leimo. He caused his mother to step up on his behalf. He's the one that got affected with Bazos. So why is he talking about the nursing him? Apparently, she was his nurse. It's the one who asked the shalot to Rava, who told Marv the statement about Stuka was the Achdivoy, who was Meshag Shochasid Ime. His mother was the one who nursed Rav Sheshes, and she was the one who came to pleading on behalf of her son. According to Rashi's Pshat, was Rav Sheshes' mother pleading on behalf of being Mochel, the other one. Okay. There are differences. And that doesn't automatically mean that they have the same halachas. We don't totally connect them. After getting the original process of the state department, for this Indian specifically, we learn now. Okay, we'll miss Hashem. We'll get tomorrow to be mamshech a little bit with this Indian. Just to take 2-3 minutes now for ourselves.